بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, once a person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, La taghdab, do not become angry. This was advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this sahabi. Faraddada miraran, the sahabi then asks the same question again, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, in other words, give me some more advice. Nabi said, La taghdab, do not become angry. Again, some more advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same, La taghdab, do not become angry. So Rasulullah sallallahu advised the sahabi, of course the entire ummah, the importance of us controlling our anger. It's possible in this particular person's life, he needed to improve his control over his anger, and therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about him. And this sahabi was so sincere himself, and he was seeking genuine advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore Rasulullah gives him an appropriate advice, because this was probably the weakness in him, and he needed to remedy this weakness. And then he tells him, do not become angry. So many times we find ourselves also losing our anger, and we become very temperamental. So we become enraged, especially when we have some quarrel, some fight, some argument. In the hadith, Rasulullah describes a person as, don't you see him, his eyes becoming red, his veins swelling up, the person clenches his fists, grinds his teeth, is enraged, it's like a volcano that's going to erupt. Two people were having an argument, and Rasulullah sees one of them becoming very, very angry. He was furious. انتفخت أوداجه, his veins were beginning to swell. Rasulullah tells another sahabi, go and tell him that I know a word, if he reads this word, then his anger will subside. What is the word? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Tell him to read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Because anger is from shaitan. Shaitan causes this insinuation, this whisperings into the person. Shaitan causes him to become angry. Anger is from shaitan. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that laysa ash-shadidu bisur'ati innama ash-shadidu alladhi yamliku nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab. A strong person is not one who wrestles his opponent to the ground. You find a person or two people are wrestling, and they're having, they're wrestling one another, and one then topples the other person and pins him onto the ground. The person will say, he's a very strong man. He's shown us his physical strength. He has a lot of muscles. And he's able to take his opponent onto the ground. Rasulullah says, Laysa shadidu bisura. This person who is a wrestler and who has pinned his opponent and put him onto the ground, he's not regarded to be a strong person. A real strong person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that man that despite having the ability to give vent to his anger, he suppresses his anger. Alladhi yamliku nafsahu indal ghadab. He's angry, he becomes angry, somebody irritates him or some problem takes place, and now he becomes angry. And despite being able to use all his physical strength and take revenge and harm the other person, he suppresses his anger. He cools down. He is regarded to be, in the eyes of the Sharia, as a strong person. As it's Hur bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala had an uncle by the name of Uyayna bin Hisan. The uncle comes to him, comes to the nephew, Hur bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, and he tells him, I see you got a very strong pull with Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And yes, Al-Hur bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala was a young Sahabi, and he was amongst the Qurra of the Sahaba. He was an alim, very learned person. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala would call the Qurra, the ulama, for mashura, for counseling, to ask them their opinions in various matters, and they would be very close to him, whether they were middle-aged or young. Hur bin Qais was amongst those selected people who would sit with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So yes, he had a very special connection and contact with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So this nephew, Al-Hur bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, arranges the meeting for his uncle to meet Amir al-Mu'mineen, not knowing what the matter is. So then, the uncle, Uyayna bin Hassan, he goes to the house of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he meets him. And in a very unpolite manner, in a very rude manner, he addresses him not as Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, Yabn al-Khattab, hey, son of Khattab, addressing Amir al-Mu'mineen in this very harsh manner. And he says, إِنَّكَ لَا تُعْتِينَا الْجَزْلَ. You don't give us sufficient. You're not generous. You don't give us fairly. وَلَا تَحْكُمُوا فِينَا بِالْعَدْلِ. And when you give your judgments, you're not just, you're an unjust person. Imagine telling Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, who was known for his justice. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala would give freely to the Sahaba. These are two serious allegations made against the Amir al-Mu'mineen. And speaking to him in such a harsh manner. He, Ibn al-Khattab, oh son of Khattab, you're not giving a jazal. Jazal actually means surplus. You're not giving us, not distributing the money equally or fairly. And you're not being generous. And also you're not ruling with justice. So it was a natural inclination of Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu to become upset and angry. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu became upset. Hur bin Qais, the nephew of Uyayna, was also present in that room, in that majlis. It was almost that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu went out to lash out at this person who made the allegation. When this person's nephew, Hur bin Qais, the person who was close to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the youngster, he quickly interjects. And immediately, he quotes the ayat of the Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, forgive. Command good. Turn away from the ignorant ones. وَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This uncle of mine is from the ignorant ones. The moment he recites this verse, Umar radiallahu anhu stops there. He does not move one step forward. وَكَانَ وَقَافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He used to uphold the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very diligently. Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately suppressed his anger. He pardoned the person, he forgave the person. So when a person becomes angry, he needs to suppress his anger. So naturally sometimes a person becomes upset, he becomes infuriated, he becomes enraged, he becomes angry. Then what is the hukam of sharia? He must now cool down. Anger is from shaitan. Shaitan has been created from fire. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah says, فَلْيَتَوَضَّعْ. The person is becoming angry, quickly go and make wudu. Because anger is from shaitan, shaitan from fire, and fire is extinguished by water, with water. So go and cool yourself. If he is standing, then Rasulullah says, فَلْيَجْلِسْ. By you changing your posture, your position from a standing position to a sitting position, you will become cooled down. Your anger will become suppressed. You will become calm. And if you are sitting and you become angry, فَلْيَبْتَجِعْ, then lie down. Nabiya Kareem said, sit, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek protection in Allah from shaitan, the curse. These are the things a person should do when he becomes angry. Drink some water. Well, what is mentioned in hadith? Make wudu. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And of course, if the person is still very upset, then he should move away from there. Go into some other room, go out of the house, whatever it may be, until you are completely calmed down and cool. Why? Many, many times we find, especially when the husband and wife are in some argument, and the husband becomes upset and angry, then the person actually at times loses his mind. Doesn't realize what he is saying. Doesn't realize what he is doing. Besides physically abusing his wife, he blurts out talaq, talaq, talaq. That's the end of the nikah. Now later on when his anger subsides, he regrets. Now it is too late. Therefore Sharia has given this ilat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. Move away from there. Make wudu. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. Otherwise, if you are not going to suppress your anger, then you are going to blurt out something which is going to be very detrimental to you. The poet says, وَإِذَا غَضِبْتَ فَكُنْ وَقُورًا كَاظِمًا لِلْغَيْرِ حَتَّى تَبْصُرَ وَتَسْمَعُ مَا تَقُولُ. He says, when you become angry, then become composed. Become composed. Be dignified. Don't be like a wild animal. Waqur means a person is dignified, he's calm, he's composed, he's sensible. And drink and swallow your anger. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. مَا تَجَرَّعَ عَبْدٌ. A person has never swallowed anything more dear to Allah Ta'ala than the anger he has. And he swallows that anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that swallowing of that person. That drinking up of his anger. Suppressing his anger. Not giving vent to his anger. Not giving vent to his emotions. He calms himself. So kun waquran. The poet says, إِذَا كُنْتَ وَإِذَا غَضِبْتَ فَكُنْ وَقُورًا كَاظِمًا لِلْغَيْرِ حَتَّى تَبْصُرْ وَتَسْمَعُ مَا تَقُولُ. Until you are able to ponder and listen and reflect what you are saying. So be calm. Don't just blurt out on anything. فَكَفَى بِكَ شَرَفًا تَصَبُّرُ سَاعَةٍ. It will be an honor. A person, it is sufficient for him to be an honorable person. He'll be liked by society. Why? When he drinks, when he swallows his anger for a few moments it is. Just swallowing that anger for those few seconds. And what is going to be the result? وَيَرْضَى بِهَا عَنْكَ الْإِلَهُ وَتُرْفَعَ. Your Allah will become pleased with you. And your status will become elevated. Therefore in the hadiths of Rasulullah is mentioned, that person who restrains his anger, man kaffa ghadabahu, whoever restrains, he holds back his anger, he does not give vent to his anger, Allah Ta'ala will hold back his anger from this person on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will hold back his anger on the day of Qiyamah from such a person who drank up his anger in this world. Another hadith, Rasul says, مَلَى اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ أَمْنًا وَإِيمَانًا. Allah will fill this person's heart with peace, tranquility and iman. Another hadith says that person who drinks his anger, he suppresses his anger, then Allah will give him from the hur'in he wishes on the day of Qiyamah. He is given that honor to choose which hur'in he wants. There are various benefits of not becoming angry, of suppressing our anger. There are two incidents mentioned. One is of Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi, very similar. And the other one of Maymun bin Mihran, rahmatullahi alayhi. Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi was making wudu, and his servant, his slave girl had that matka, that jar, in which there was water, and those days they didn't have taps like us, and they were using those jars, or those jugs, those containers, in which water was full, and she was pouring the water, whilst he's washing his hands and making wudu, and suddenly, that very heavy earthen jar slips from her fingers, quite heavy, and it hits on his head. And he is hurt, it's quite heavy, it is painful. Naturally, the person becomes angry. Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi pulled his face, he became angry. Immediately she quoted the verse, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ. These are the qualities of the muttaqeen. Allah talks about Jannat, how huge and how vast Jannat is, and Allah says it has been prepared for Jannat, for the muttaqeen. So who are the muttaqeen? Those who are al-kazimin al-ghayd, who swallow the anger. So immediately he cooled down. She continued the verse, wal-afina anin nas, and those who forgive the people. He says, I've forgiven you. She continues. She says, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin," and Allah loves the doers of good. He says, "I have given you freedom." She makes a mistake, but it leads to her freedom. These were the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'ut Tabi'in, the Salafus Salihin. The moment the verse of the Quran is recited, they have done something wrong, they are being advised, they have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they acknowledge their mistake. They don't cover up for the wrongs they have done, they don't justify their wrongs. They accept, this is the humility they have, because they have fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And immediately they bring in that Quran, the Quranic injunction into their lives. They abide by it, they practice upon it. So she does the wrong, but she's actually given her freedom. And Maymun bin Mihran rahmatullahi had some guests. Imagine you're sitting, you've got guests there, and then the servant comes, the slave comes, and there are plates of gravy and food. And while the slave girl is serving this food, she drops this whole platter onto Maymun bin Mihran. And he's the host in front of all his guests, and his entire clothing, everything becomes spoiled. And it is soiled with the gravy. He becomes very, very angry and disturbed. He's embarrassed. She also quotes the same verses, and he also pardons her and he forgives her. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding that anger is a very, very, very serious problem. Very serious problem. It leads to many, many difficulties in our life, in dunya and akhirat. Rasulullah SAW says, and the example is given, like you have a jar of honey, sweet honey. And you take an aloe plant. An aloe plant is extremely bitter. The aloe plant, if it is pushed into this jar of honey, no matter how sweet that honey is, the bitterness of the aloe plant destroys all the sweetness of this honey. Like that Rasulullah says, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ يُفْسِدُ الْإِيمَانَ كَمَا يُفْسِدُ الصَّبِرُ الْعَسَلُ. That anger spoils a person's iman, just as how this aloe plant spoils the sweetness of the honey. So may Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and to make this effort and to practice not to become angry. It takes a lot of time, and all of us are human beings. Yes, there are occasions when a person should become angry for the sake of his deed. You are in jihad, you are fighting the enemy. At that time, you don't say, "I must have humility and humble myself in front of the enemy and let him do as he wishes." That is the time you're going to display your anger. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam people are mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mocking Sharia, it is time a person should become angry for the sake of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is when a person has to oppose his nafs, then he must display his true anger against his own nafs. So there are times when a person, yes, he should become angry. But we talk about anger management, controlling of one's anger. We normally become angry on people who are soft targets, people who are our subordinates, and they are not going to retaliate, respond. And in those few seconds, what we don't say. Therefore, ponder, reflect, I should not become angry. Do the ilaj that has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, the remedy that has been provided. The virtues of person not become angry. Reflect upon this. A young boy had this habit of becoming very angry. So his father tried to explain to him, educate him, and then the father gives him a bag of nails and tells him, "My son, each time you become angry now, take this one nail and knock it onto our fence, the wooden fence they had in the backyard, knock one nail into the fence." And so each time the child became angry, he used to go and knock one nail into the fence. And after some time went by, then the father takes him and says, "Let's go see how many nails you've knocked." It's plus minus 37 nails. Now the father tells him, "Now, my son, see so many nails you have knocked already. Now you go to apply some mujahada on yourself and you have to suppress your anger, become calm, cool." And so the son listens to the father, he obeys the father, and he controls his anger. The father tells him, "Okay, each time when you suppress your anger now, then you go back to that backyard, to the fence, and remove the one nail." So he goes each time, he suppresses himself when he's becoming enraged, he suppresses his anger, he goes and he pulls out one nail. Like this, over a period of time, those 37 nails all were removed. Father takes the son, he says, let's go see your result. He says, excellent, mashallah. What a beautiful thing you have done. However, then the father tells him, see my son, you became angry and you knocked a nail on the fence. And then you removed it when you suppressed your anger. But still there remains a hole in the fence. So at times you may become angry and you may say something to the other person, to the opposite party. And yes, later on you realize your mistake and you ask for forgiveness and he forgave you. But that scar many times still remains in the other person. Just like how this hole remained in the fence. Many times the person is forgiven, is pardoned. But things are still not like how it used to be before. Therefore, before we make the scar into the next person's heart, ponder, reflect. Rather, we swallow our pride and anger and let the other person get the better of it. But remember, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those who are good. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isadiru sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ forgive us my اللہ یا اللہ every single sin we committed my اللہ major sins minor sins my اللہ in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my اللہ our hearts have become engulfed with sins my اللہ یا اللہ filth has come into our hearts my اللہ یا اللہ ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مزکہ مجلہ بنائے Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mulaha. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb. Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Allah, protect our deen, my Allah. Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our nasal, our dhurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what times we are going through, my Allah. Every way around us is only fitna and fitna and fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies are trying to, ya Allah, put us more and more into fitna, my Allah. Shaitan is trying to trap us, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, make us have a strong iman, my Allah. Make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us taqwa, my Allah. Allah, protect our lives, my Allah. Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, with all the different types of promotions, Ya Allah, and different types of attractions, Ya Allah, to take out the iman of our children away, my Allah. Eh, Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, your Quran is pure, my Allah. Your words are pure, my Allah. Your Shariat, your deen is pure, my Allah. Allah, we don't have any morbid ways of life, of living, Ya Allah, that you condone, my Allah. Ya Allah, homosexuality, Ya Allah, you have made it haram, my Allah. Any type of haram, Ya Allah, way of satisfying a person's desires, Ya Allah, you have made it haram, my Allah. Allah, the West can make it halal, my Allah. Allah, you have made it haram, my Allah. Make us make, may help us to make those things that you have made haram, haram upon ourselves, my Allah. That which you have made halal, Ya Allah, make us make it halal, my Allah. Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Allah, protect them from doing haram, my Allah. Allah grant them, Ya Allah, suitable, Ya Allah, partners, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make those young boys marry those young girls, my Allah. Make those young girls marry those young boys, my Allah. Make them live a life of purity, my Allah, of taqwa, iman. Grant them zurriyatan tayyibah, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Allah, don't make this ummat, Ya Allah, disgrace, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj upon the West, my Allah, and the Kufar, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you are Mughni, you are Ghani, my Allah. You are Hamid, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat. Make us show them the truth of Islam, the beauty of Islam, the purity of our deen, my Allah. Forgive us for not making tabligh of your deen, my Allah. Forgive us for not spreading your teachings, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we have become so weak. We ourselves are not abiding by the Quran, my Allah. We ourselves not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waves upon waves of fitna and fasad is lashing upon us, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, don't make us lose our iman. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, protect us, my Allah. We do not know what type of fitna is waiting for us, my Allah. Allah, don't make us become amongst those who are caught in any fitna. Don't make us become a means of others doing wrong, my Allah. Make us be on hidayat and haqq, my Allah. Make us become hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us become dalleen, mudilleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. They are sick, my Allah. Allah grant them, each one of them, shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us become muhtaj to a makhluk, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. So many have passed on, ya Allah, in accidents, my Allah, and different other causes, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've left young children, masoom children behind, my Allah. You grant all of them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant their parents alike, ya Allah, grant their family members also sabri jameel. Eh, Malik Kareem, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Eh, Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah. We've got different needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need. Allah, we've raised our hands, my Allah. You know what's in our heart, my Allah. Ya Qazi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Ham, مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة رحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك الله حجاج الكرام so many have left already my Allah they are in the holy lands of Makkah and Medina my Allah so many are still leaving my Allah they are so fortunate my Allah Allah, they are going as your delegation, my Allah. Allah, they are your mehman, they are duyufur rahman. Allah, they are saying labbaik, ya Allah. Soon they will be on the plains of Mina, Muzdalifah and Arafat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will be forgiven for their sins, my Allah. Allah, we are far away, my Allah. Allah, make those hujjaz remember us in their duas, my Allah. Forgive us also, my Allah. Take us also for hajj, my Allah. Especially those brothers and sisters upon whom hajj is fard. Allah, they have the means. Allah, but they are still not fulfilled this hajj responsibility upon them. Allah, you create the sabil and the rasta for them, my Allah. To fulfill this hajj, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, accept the hajj of all the hujjaj. Grant them hajj mabrur, makbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtul iman, mawtul Madina Sharif, my Allah. Buryal jannatul baqi, my Allah. So fortunate, ya Allah, even this year people who went there, my Allah. Allah, they passed away in Makkah, in Medina, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, give us maut like that, my Allah. Allah, mautul iman, maut in Medina Sharif, buryal in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthul water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren. Whoever will be alive from our progeny when Dajjal appears, my Allah. Protect them from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yunu ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, makmuleen. Ya Allah, give us the understanding of deen and sharia, my Allah. Make us realize, ya Allah, that there is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. And Rasulullah sallam is our final tune, our final messenger, my Allah. He is our Nabi, my Allah. And success is only if we follow you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from all evil practices, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.